enjoy life, I guess, happy-go-lucky.
So you just call him a
happy-go-lucky kind of a person.
What if you said that if someone called you common, would you be insulted?
No, because I am.
You're
common.
Say if you said that a young girl was very common, would that have a special meaning?
Yes, I think it would, because you think of a young girl as trying to look pretty or like pretty things and love to have a pretty room or things like that.
And if she was common, she wouldn't?
She wouldn't care about it.
Yeah. Say an old person, maybe up in their 80s, who still does the farm work or housework and doesn't get tired, you say, well, I don't care how old they are, it's still mighty
active.
Okay. Any other word you'd use besides active?
Prissy. Prissy, I've heard that.
What does prissy mean?
Well, when a person just get around and lightly and look like they feel good. And well, prissy. Try to spruce up.
You said that
look
about
good.
An older person?
Yeah, look good.
Say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling alone.
Worry about them.
Huh?
Can't help but worry about them because they should have been home before now.
Well, I still feel a little
upset.
Or you wouldn't say you felt easy. You'd say you felt
the awful word.
Or feel a little
jittery. Nervous.
Okay. And say a child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm scared.
Okay. And someone who's real sure of his own way and won't listen to anybody else, makes up his mind and then you can't argue with him, you'd say, you might tell him that don't be so
stupid.
Okay. Or if he won't ever admit he's wrong,
he's got to have his own way or you can't get along with him. Never give in.
Do you ever hear him called stubborn or bullheaded?
Stubborn or bullheaded.
Anything else?
Yeah, just like a bull.
Okay. Someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say that he's mighty. You can't say that at the just the littlest thing he gets
all fired up or angry, or he can't take a joke.
Or if there's, say, one subject that you can't tease him about, you know, you say something happened to him that he doesn't want to hear anything about it, you say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still mighty
on edge.
Do you ever say
touchy?
And say if someone was about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just keep
quiet.
Or another word you could use, just
take it easy.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other words you'd use?
Give out.
Okay. Or you say, I'm just completely
exhausted.
Or using the term wear out, you'd say, I'm just completely
wore out.
And you'd say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
strange, or must be something wrong with her. She don't act just right.
Do you ever hear the word queer or quar?